So, why don't we begin with that, and then I'll see where this takes us. Should we start?
Okay, let's start. Sorry, remind me. 外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年8月22日，星期四。我们非常荣幸的邀请到，亲爱的圣典博加瓦，感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
So, this is a special broadcast today because John Mostyn will be Friday here and I'll be at the temple all day and all night. And then the next day is Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja.
所以今天早上这一次的直播呢会是一次很特别的直播，因为这个星期五然后从早上到晚上我都会一直在庙里，然后而第二天星期五的第二天星期六的话呢又是帕帕的这个显现日。
And I thought John Mostyn actually started a day earlier, since we're a day behind you. So I didn't actually prepare a lecture for John Mostyn, but I thought that I would at least sing a bhajan that glorifies Krishna directly and his pastimes in Vrindavan.
所以说由于我以为就是讲 Master Me 在是我就是在中国的话呢会比在美国早一天，然后所以说我想到就是就没有专门为讲 Master Me 准备这样一次一个特别的一个讲课。但是至少的话呢我还是就是准备了这样一个特别的八讲，就是在荣耀Krishna 在他的 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
So I'll start there, and then because this lecture is actually going to be broadcast in China on John Mostyn, then we'll speak something about Krishna's appearance.
由于今天的这次讲课的话呢，会是在国内咱们过讲 Mostyn 节的时候的话呢播放出来，所以说的话，我还是会在今天谈一些跟讲 Mostyn 有关的这个讲课。
So I'd like to sing a bhajan written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
所以我想跟大家一起来唱一首由 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写的八将。
It's called Viva Vari Sesha.
这个八将的名字叫 Viva Vari Sesha.
Yeah, so basically it's a bhajan of many of the different names of Krishna and his pastimes in Vrindavan.
所以说这首八将的话呢，关于的就是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的许多不同的名字和不同的逍遥时光。
And in fact, in Vrindavan, at the Krishna Balaram Mandir from Mangal Artik, this is the song that they sing.
实际上在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 和 Balaram 的 Mandir 那个庙那儿的话呢，这首歌就是他们早上在 Mangalarti 的时候会唱的歌。
Yeah, so in ISKCON, it's only at the Krishna Balaram Mandir that this bhajan is sung for Mangalarti, and this is, of course, by the order of Srila Prabhupada.
而在 ISKCON 的话呢，只有在 Krishna 和 Balaram 的这个庙这个 Mandir 里面，然后只有这个地方才会在早上进行蒙格拉提的时候唱这首歌，当然这就是帕帕的这个要求了。
At all other temples in ISKCON from Mangalartik, the prayers to the spiritual master are sung.
而在其他的所有其他的 ISKCON 的庙里，在早上蒙格拉提的时候所唱的都是对灵性导师的导文。
So some of you that are listening today's class have been to Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, and I'm sure there are some of you who haven't.
所以我想今天早上大家在听课的同学当中的话呢，有些就是已经去过这个 Krishna Balaram Mandir 这个庙，然后有些还没有。
But in either case, I'd like you all to become very present right now.
但是无论你们去过还是没有去过，我都请求你们现在跟我一起非常的临在。
And just imagine you're in front of the deities of Krishna Balaram in the center.
就想象一下自己正面对着 面前正中心的 Krishna 和 Balaram 的神像。
Radha Shyama Sundar on the right.
Radha Shyama Sundar 就在右边。
And Gornitai on the left.
Gornitai 就在这个左边。
So I'll sing this bhajan. There's eight verses, just like there's eight verses in the prayers to the spiritual master, and it's sung in the Mangalartic Raga.
It is sung in the Mangalartic Raga.
Raga, it's the same melody. The same melody, which is called the Mangalartic melody.
I see. 而这首八将的话呢，有八个诗节构成，然后就正像灵性导师送那个唱给灵性导师的导文的一样，也是由八个诗节组成的，并且它的这个旋律也是早上的蒙格拉提的那个旋律。
Okay, are you ready?
是不是大家都准备好了呢？
Are you present?
是不是都是跟我一起临在的呢？
Okay, we're now in Krishna Balaram Mandir.
我们现在就站在了 Krishna Balaram Mandir。
Viva Vadisesha Aloka Pravesha Nidra Jadi Utta Jiva Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Haya Griva Nasringavamana Srimadusudana Rajendranandha Shama Bhutana Gatana Kaitava Satana Jayadasarati Rama Yasoda Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrinda Purandara Gopi Priya Jana Radhika Ramana Bhuvana Sundara Bhara Ravana Takara Makana Taskara Gopi Jana Vatsahari Vrajara Rakala Gopavrinda Pala Chittahari Vamsidhari Yogendra Vadana Srinanda Nandana Rajajana Bayahari Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Vamsi Vidari Yasoda Nandana Kamsani Sudana Nikunja Rasa Vilasi Kadambakana Rasa Parayana Vrindavipina Vinasi Ananda Vardana Primani Ketana Ulasara Yojakama Gopanga Ganana Chitta Vinodana Samastra Guna Gana Dhamma Yamuna Jivana Keli Purayana Manasa Chandra Chakora Namasuna Rasa Gau Krishna Yasa Rakovachana Manamora Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Radha Shama Sunda, Radha Shama Sunda, Radha Shama Sunda, Radha Shama Sunda. Nitai Go Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. So in the song it says that the night has come to an end.
嗯，所以在这首歌当中就描述到夜晚已经快要结束。So Guru Maharaj, what appeared?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I don't hear anyone. Are we still connected?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Anyone home? Moshi, Moshi.
Can you hear me, Guru Maharaj?
You're kind of broken.
Oh. Can you hear me, Guru Maharaj?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. So it's all good now?
Yeah, it sounds good. I don't know what happened.
Okay, great. Sorry. So Guru Maharaj, you were saying...
Yeah, so in the song Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he's saying night has come to an end.
所以说在这首歌中 Bhakti Vinod 就写到这个夜晚即将结束。
And just, you can see the light is just coming over the horizon.
然后这个时候就真的已经快看到地平线上已经有这个太阳的光线照了出来。
It's time for all the Jiva souls to wake up.
是时候所有的 Jiva 灵魂们都起床了睡醒了
and sing the name of Hari
然后一起来吟诵 Hari 的名字
He's the giver of liberation
而 Hari 是给予众生自由解脱
He's also the enemy of the Mura demon
Mura demon 而他也是 Mora 恶魔们的敌人。
Yeah, and he's the supreme enjoyer.
他也是至尊的享受者。
And he's all attractive.
而他具有绝对的吸引力。
And he is also the incarnation named Hari Griva.
并且他也是一位叫做 Hari Griva 的化身。
Yeah, he's a horse incarnation.
而这个是一个马的这样一个化身。
He's also incarnated as half man, half lion, Nishima.
并且他也化身为半人半狮的 Nishinha.
And also as the dwarf Brahman, Upendra.
并且也化身为这样一个矮子的婆罗门sorry, Gumaraj, what's his name?
Upendra.
Upendra,
He also killed the Madhu demon.
并且他也杀死了 Madhu demon, Madhu 恶魔。
And he is the beloved son of the king of Raja.
并且他也是 Raja 的国王的钟爱的儿子。
Nanda Maharaj.
Nanda Maharaj.
His complexion is blackish.
他的皮肤是黑色的。
He killed the witch Putana.
他杀死了这个女恶魔 Putana
and he also killed the demon Kaitava
并且他也杀死了这个叫 Kaitava 的恶魔
All glories to Lord Hari
所有的荣耀都归于主 Hari
He also appeared as Lord Ram
并且他也展现为主 Rama
and he was the son of King Dasarath
而他是Dasarath 这位国王的儿子。
He is the darling of Mother Yashoda.
他是妈妈亚苏达的这样钟爱的孩子。
Right. Yashoda Dulala.
Yashoda Dulala.
And he is the giver of pleasure to the cows and the land and the spiritual senses.
并且他把这个所有的享乐都给予大地，给予奶牛，给予所有灵性的感官。
Govinda Gopala.
Govinda Gopala.
And he is the protector of the cows.
他也是奶牛的保护者。
And he is the Lord of Vrindavan Forest.
他是文达文森林的主。
And he is the beloved of all the gopis.
他是所有 gopi 姑娘们钟爱的人。
He is the lover of Radhika.
他是 Radhika 的爱人。
He is the most beautiful personality in all the worlds.
他是所有世界当中最美的人格。
And he's the killer of King Ravana.
他是恶魔 Ravana 的，他杀死了恶魔 Ravana.
And he is also a butter thief.
并且他也是一个偷黄油的人。
And he also stole the clothes from the gopis.
并且他还把 gopi 姑娘们的衣服都给偷走了。
Yeah, they were bathing in the Jamuna, and he stole their clothes.
狗皮姑娘们在亚穆纳河里沐浴，然后他就在一边偷偷的把他们的衣服都偷走了。
He is a cowherd boy of Braja.
他是 Braja 的这样一个牧牛童。
And he's the protector of the cowherd boys.
他是所有牧牛童们的保护者。
When he plays his flute, he steals everyone's heart.
当他吹奏起了他的笛音，就把所有人的心都给偷走了。
All of the great yogis worship Lord Krishna.
所有伟大的 yogi 瑜伽师们都崇拜主 Krishna.
He's the son of Nanda Maharaj.
他是 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子。
And he removes all the fears of the inhabitants of Braja.
他把 Raja 所有居民内心的恐惧全部给移除走了。
The color of his body is like a fresh rain cloud.
他的躯体的颜色就像是刚刚出现的这个乌云的那个颜色。
His form is enchanting.
他的形体是多么的令人迷醉。
And he wanders around Vrindavan playing his flute.
他就漫步在文达文的土地上，吹奏着他的笛子。
And this makes him look very charming.
而这样就让他看起来是非常的动人，非常的有魅力。
He is the son of Yasoda.
他是亚苏达的儿子。
He is also the killer of King Kamsa.
并且他也是这个康萨国王的杀死了康萨国王。
And he engaged in the rasa dance in the groves of Raja.
In the groves of Raja. 然后他并且也在 Raja 的这样一个土地上进行了这个 rasa 舞。
Maybe some of you have been to Sevakunj.
可能聆听讲课的你们当中有些人是去到了 Sevakunj 这个地方。
Yeah, that's where they held the rasa dance.
就在 Sevakunj 的那个地方的话，他们就在那儿跳起了 rasa 舞。
And even now, every night, Krishna performs the rasa dance there.
而即使到了现在，到每天晚上的时候， Krishna 也会在那个地方上演他的 rasa 舞。
Yeah, and there's a big fence there. Nobody's allowed inside.
而且就是由于 Krishna 每天晚上都是要在那儿还跳他的舞，因此的话呢，到了晚上的七点以后的话呢，就不能够有任何人再进入那个地方了。
And it's said that if anybody, you know, climbs the fence and wanders inside at night, they will become crazy.
而且据说的话呢，如果有人要是胆敢晚上的时候爬过那个栏杆，然后进入到那个 Sevakunj 的地方的话，那么他就第二天以后他就会变成一个疯子。
So Krishna and the gopis, they perform the rasa dance under a special tree called the Kadamba tree.
而 Krishna 和 gopi 姑娘们就是在这样一艘很特别的树下面跳起了他们的 rasa 舞，而这个树的名字叫做 Kadamba 树。
So Krishna is called Kadamba Kanana.
所以说 Krishna 又有一个名字叫做 Kadamba Kanana.
You know Kadamba Kanana Swami, right?
大家都知道 Kadamba Kanana Swami, right? 是不是？
And so he resides in the forest of Vrindavan.
他居住在Vrindavan 的森林里。
And he increases the ecstasy of his devotees.
并且他会不断地递增他的奉献者的狂喜之情。
And he's the reservoir of all love.
他储蓄着所有的爱。
He is a transcendental cupid who shoots his flower arrows into the hearts of the gopis.
他是一位超然的丘比特，把他的鲜花之箭射入了 gopi 姑娘们的心灵里。
He is the pleasure of the gopis.
他是 gopi 姑娘们的这个欢愉。
And he is the abode of all wonderful qualities.
他本人具有了所有美好的品质。
Lord Krishna is the life of the river Yamuna.
主 Krishna 也是 Yamuna 的生命。
He is always absorbed in amorous pastimes.
他总是沉浸在这种爱恋的逍遥时光之中。
And his face is like the moon.
他的脸庞就像月亮一样。
And the minds he attracts the minds of the gopis.
他把 gopi 姑娘们的心都给吸走了。
And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays to his mind.
然后 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就在他的心里祈祷。
Yeah, he's talking to his mind.
在这里他是给他的心意说话。
He says, Oh mind.
他说到。
Obey these words of mine.
Obey these words of mine. Oh, I see. 然后他就对他的心意说，我的心意啊，请你一定要听从我刚才说的这些话语。
Always sing the glories of Sri Krishna in the form of these holy names.
总是以主 Krishna 的圣名的形式在荣耀主 Krishna.
Yeah, the forms of these holy names are full of nectarine mellows.
他的这些圣名的形式充满了甘露。
Yeah, so that's a wonderful bhajan written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
所以说这是一首由 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写的非常美好的 bhajan.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in another bhajan, he says that when we celebrate the appearance days of the Lord, it's very special and it's very good for us.
所以说 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在另一个八讲当中就写到，当我们去庆贺主的这个显现日的时候，实际上这是非常特别，对于我们是非常有好处的。
He says, just as a mother gives birth to a healthy child, when we celebrate the appearance days of the Lord, like Janmashtami,This gives birth to our love for the Lord, our devotion.
他就说到，正如一个母亲诞育出了一个非常健康的宝宝一样，当我们在庆贺主的这个显现日，也就是叫 Mastami 的时候，我们也诞育出了对于主的奉爱之情。
So it's part of the 64 angas of bhakti to celebrate the appearance days of the Lord.
所以说 bhakti 奉爱服务的64个 anga, 64项奉爱服务当中的一部分就是去庆贺主的这个显现日。
Yeah, so we express our faith in the Lord by celebrating his appearance.
因此我们通过庆贺他的显现日来表达我们对他的信念和信心。
And by that act of devotion, our devotion increases.
而通过这样一个积极主动的奉爱服务，我们就能够增加对于主的奉爱之情。
Yeah, not by our doing it, but by Krishna's mercy.
但是不是通过我们在做来得到的，而是通过 Krishna 仁慈才得到的。
So we're very fortunate to be here today to honor the Lord's appearance.
因此我们真的是非常幸运能够今天齐聚在这里一起来荣耀主的显现。
It's an opportunity that only comes once a year. You know, John Mastermy is once a year.
而这样的机会一年只有一次。
It's interesting that John Mastermy comes once a year, and then the appearance of our spiritual master is the next day.
所以说很有趣的就是 John Mastermy 是一年一次嘛，然后而我们的灵性导师的显现日的话呢，就是第二天。
You know, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru, and by the mercy of Guru, one gets Krishna.
所以说，经由主的仁慈，我们就得到了 Guru， 然后经由 Guru 的仁慈，我们就得到了 Krishna.
Yeah, so, for me, it's also, John Mastermy is a special, what would you say, like a marker in my life.
所以说而对我本人来说的话呢 John Mastermy 也是我人生当中一次非常特殊的记号。
Because it was on John Mastermy Day that I met the devotees on Hari Nam and then went back with them to the temple to celebrate John Mastermy. I didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness at that point.
因为就是在 John Mastermy 的那一天在那一天的话呢 我在这个大街上的 Hari Nam 遇到了奉献者然后就跟随了他们去到庙里然后不久然后可能过了几个小时以后就和大家一起来庆祝这个 John Mastermy 而当时的我就是完全不知道 Krishna 知觉是怎么一回事
yeah, So I was 19 years old living in Tokyo and I met the devotees on Hari Nam on John Mastermy Day
那年我19岁然后当时是住在日本然后就在大街上遇到了 Hari Nam 的奉献者们然后就不知怎的一起庆祝了 John Mastermy
yeah, So that day I learned the Hare Krishna mantra
然后就在那一天我知道了 Hare Krishna 曼陀
I went back to the temple and at midnight we had a feast
然后我就跟着他们一块儿回到了庙里然后到了这个午夜的时候和大家一起就是享这个荣耀prasadam 荣耀大餐
So that was the first time for me to chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam
所以说那是我第一次就是念诵 Hare Krishna 并且荣耀了 prasadam
These are very powerful forms of Krishna
而这些都是 Krishna 的非常强大的这种展现。
Then the next day, Srila Prabhupada came to the temple.
然后第二天，帕帕就到了当时日本的那个庙里。
So that was my first time to meet Srila Prabhupada and see his transcendental form.
而那是我第一次见到帕帕，然后见到他的超然的形体。
And I bowed down to him, and I understood he was my spiritual master.
当时我就顶拜了圣帕帕然后那一刻我就明白了这就是我的灵性导师
So that was 49 years ago
而那一年是49年前了
So I always remember that time on John Mastermy and the next day Vyasa Puja
而我总是记得那一天那一年然后就在那一天讲 Mastermy 而第二天的话呢就是 Vyasa Puja
Of course that's the first time in ISKCON that ISKCON had ever performed a Vyasa Puja for Srila Prabhupada
Oh, that's the first time in ISKCON to have the Vyasa Puja for Papa
Yeah, no one knew about such things until then
I see. 而刚好也是在那一年的话呢，才是伊斯康第一次开始就是去这个庆祝 Vyasa Puja.
Boy John Prabhu, he writes about it in one of his books because he was also present there.
That day he was also at the Japan the temple there.
Yeah.
而 Brijan Prabhu 的话 Brijan Prabhu 在他的书里面也提到了这件事情因为那天他也刚好在那儿刚好就是在日本的那个庙里然后和大家一起庆祝 Vyasa Puja
Tamal Krishna Maharaj was also there
而 Tamal Krishna Goswami 然后 Maharaj 也是在那儿
And so was Kirtananda Swami, the very first Swami in ISKCON.
嗯嗯，而 Kirtananda Swami， 然后伊斯康的第一位这个 Swami 当时也在那儿。
So Prabhupada had previously described to them that on his appearance day they should perform a Vyas Puja, and he told them what to do.
嗯，而帕帕就是在这个庆祝 Vyas Puja 之前就给予了他们指示，告诉他们具体应该怎么来做，然后来庆祝 Vyas Puja。
So even though Prabhupada told them what to do, they'd never seen it done before. So it was just kind of theoretical in their minds.
嗯，而即使帕帕已经告诉他们该怎么做了，但是由于他们都从来没有见到过那样的一种场景，那样的一种仪式，然后所以对他们来说是很新鲜的，也只是一种理论上的理解而已。
So even though Prabhupada described to them what to do, they weren't prepared when Prabhupada came.
哦，而即使帕帕已经向他们描述了，就是应该怎么来进行这样一个过程，但是当帕帕到的时候，他们还是就是挺茫然、挺迷惑的。
So Prabhupada was naturally very not happy about it.
所以说自然帕帕当时就不是挺高兴。
And of course, everyone could understand that Prabhupada wasn't happy.
当然在场的每个人都知道，都能感觉出来，就是帕帕不高兴。
He said, you should have the flower ceremony, but you know, nothing's prepared.
嗯，然后帕帕就对他们说，这个早上的时候就应该有花朵准备好，但是却没有花朵，都没有准备好。
So one by one, the senior devotees began to apologize publicly to Prabhupada, and they cried and said they were sorry.
嗯，于是这些年长资深的奉献者就一个接一个的向帕帕道歉，然后就哭着流着眼泪，然后就向帕帕道歉。
First, Kirtananda Swami spoke.
嗯，然后Kirtananda Swami 就是第一个发言的人。
Then Madhuvisa Swami spoke.
然后是 Madhuvisa Swami， 然后他说话。
And then finally, Tamal Krishna Maharaj spoke. He wasn't a Swami at that time, but he was still a senior leader.
嗯，然后最后的话发言的是 Tamal Krishna Maharaj， 然后当时他还没有成为 Swami， 但是他也是一位非常资深的这个管理者。
Yeah, so they all apologized to Srila Prabhupada. They were all crying, and they all begged forgiveness.
嗯，然后所以他们全部都在那儿哭，然后都在就是恳求帕帕能够原谅他们。
And then Prabhupada stood up and he left.
嗯，然后帕帕就站起身来，转身离去了。
And all the devotees were very depressed and upset.
嗯，然后在场的所有奉献者都非常的郁闷，然后非常的难过。
And then about an hour later, the telephone rang at the temple.
然后过了一个小时之后，庙里的那个电话就响起来了。
And Prabhupada's servant was on the line, speaking to the temple president, Sudama.
Well, what's the temple president's name?
Sudama.
Oh, I see. 然后这个电话呢是帕帕的仆人打来的，然后他想跟当时东京庙的庙长 Sudama 帕布说话。
Prabhupada's servant's name was Kartikeya.
Kartikeya.Kartikeya, 嗯，而帕帕的仆人的名字叫做 Kartikeya Prabhu.
Kartikeya told Sudama that Prabhupada would give the devotees a second chance.
而 Kartikeya Prabhu 就在电话里对 Sudama Prabhu 说，帕帕会给奉献者第二次机会。
And so Prabhupada mercifully said that he would come the next day to the temple.And then the devotees could perform the Vyas Puja ceremony properly.
Oh, Vyas Puja next day.
Yeah, so the following day, Prabhupada came back to the temple.
Oh, so Obviously, you were saying that he left, is actually he left the temple?
Yeah, he left. He went back to his apartment and he left the temple.
Oh, I see. 然后、哦、刚才忘说一点，就是帕帕当时就是大家道完歉以后，然后他转身离去，实际上他就离开了那个庙里，然后回到了他自己住的那个房间，离开了庙里。然后而这个现在帕帕的仆人这个卡拉特亚帕布，然后打电话，然后就说帕帕是非常仁慈的，愿意再给奉献者一次机会，所以说第二天他会再次来到庙里来跟大家一起进行这个 Vyasa Puja。
So the following day, Prabhupada did indeed return to the temple.
然后第二天的话呢，帕帕就确实又回到了庙里。
And they properly worshipped him by offering him flower petals. It's called the Pushpanjali ceremony.
Pushpanjali ceremony.
Yeah.
然后第二天就是大家就用这个花瓣，就进行了恰当的。这个恰当的崇拜仪式，崇拜帕帕，而这个花瓣的崇拜仪式叫做 Pushpanjali 仪式。
So Pushpa means flower.
Pushpa 的意思就是花朵。
So you, on the appearance day of the spiritual master, you wash his feet.
而在帕灵性导师的显现日的那一天，我们会崇拜会去清洗灵性导师的莲花足。
And you chant the names of the previous acharyas in disciplic succession. You chant all of their pranam mantras.
然后的话，我们就会去念诵这个整个使徒传系当中所有 acharya 们的名字，这个 pranam mantra.
And then you chant the pranam mantra of your guru.
然后的话，再念诵你的灵性导师的 pranam mantra.
And then three times you offer flowers to his lotus feet.
然后接下来就是总共三次的来把鲜花献给他的莲花足。
And so that's how you honor the spiritual master on his appearance day.
这就是我们荣耀灵性导师在灵性导师的显现日的时候就这样来荣耀灵性导师的。
It's called Vyasa Puja.Because the spiritual master is a representative of Vyas.
这被称为 Vyasa Puja, 因为灵性导师就被认为是Vyasa Dev 的代表。
Yeah, so by honoring the spiritual master, you're also honoring all of the previous spiritual masters all the way to Krishna, the original spiritual master.
而通过荣耀您的灵性导师，你也同时荣耀了整个使徒传系上所有先前的灵性导师，一直追溯到 Krishna, 而 Krishna 就是原初的灵性导师。
Yeah, so what is more important, Janmashtami or Vyasa Puja?
所以说到底哪一个更重要呢？是 Janmashtami 更重要还是 Vyasa Puja 更重要呢？
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
所以说到底哪一个是先诞生出来的，是鸡先生出来还是蛋先生出来？
Yeah, so those, that was my first, introduction in the Christian consciousness, so it left a very deep impression upon me.
所以说这是我第一次就是进入 Krishna 知觉的时候就经历了怎样这样经历了怎样这样一个就是过程，这样两个节日，所以说给了我非常深刻的印象。
It's very important to honor Krishna, the original spiritual master.
荣耀 Krishna, 荣耀我们最原初的灵性导师，这是非常重要的。
And so we honor Krishna at midnight because he was born at midnight.
而我们在午夜的时候荣耀 Krishna, 因为他是在午夜半夜凌晨的时候出生的。
But Prabhupada also taught us it's equally importantTo honor your spiritual master on his appearance day.
而帕帕也同时教导我们说，在灵性导师的显现日，荣耀灵性导师也是同等重要的。
And it's just so happens that Prabhupada's appearance day is the day after Krishna's appearance day. So it's wonderful.
而刚好帕帕的这个显现日就在 Krishna 的这个显现日之后就。这个发生了，所以这真的太棒了。
So Krishna, he also says in the Bhagavad Gita that if we honor his appearance, if we have faith in his appearance in the material world as the transcendental personality of Godhead, that that's also very beneficial for us.
Mm, Krishna 也在《博迦梵歌》当中说到，如果我们对于 Krishna 在物质世界的显现，作为至尊人格守成的显现是充满的这个信心信念，那么这对于我们来说也是有极大的利益的。
Because Krishna's appearance in the material world is not normal.
因为 Krishna 在物质世界的显现是并不是正常的。Normal.
Like our appearance in the material world was quite normal, right?
Sorry, Gumaraj, could you repeat?
Our birth in the material world is quite normal. Everyone is born, everyone dies.
我们当然我们每个人哈出现在这个物质世界是很正常的，就是出生、生病、死亡。
Yeah, so nothing special.
是没什么好特别的。
But Krishna's appearance is very special. He's called an avatar.
而 Krishna 的显现只是非常特别的，他被称为 avatar.
Yeah. To those who have material vision, maybe they think his appearance is just like everybody else.
而对于那些只有物质的视域的人来说，就觉得 Krishna 的显现就跟别人都一样的。
But Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, how special his appearance is.
而 Krishna 在博迦梵歌的第四章就谈到了，就是他的显现是多么的特别。
Yeah, it's quite bewildering, actually, from our point of view.
实际上，如果站在我们的角度来看的话呢，是真的，他的显现真的是非常令人困惑的。
Yeah, it's beyond our intellect's ability to understand, really.
实际上就是完全超越了我们的这个智力上的理解，能够来明白就是他为什么会显现在物质世界的。
So Krishna actually, he doesn't talk about himself very much until the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
实际上直到《博迦梵歌》的第四章之前， Krishna 都并没有太多的谈到他自己。
Yeah, so the chapter begins, you know, Krishna tells Arjuna that this knowledge that he's speaking to Arjuna, he actually spoke before to someone else.
而在这一个章节最开始的时候， Krishna 就对 Arjuna 说，实际上他对 Arjuna 所讲述的这门知识是在很早之前他就对另一个人已经讲述了。
Yeah, he said, the science of yoga that I'm teaching you, Arjuna, I actually spoke it to the sun god previously.
然后他对 Arjuna 说，就是我对你所谈到的这门科学，实际上我在先前已经给太阳神就讲述过了。
And then the sun god, he spoke it to Manu, who's the father of mankind.
而太阳神又把这门知识讲授给了 Manu, 也就是人类之主，人类的祖先。
And then Manu instructed it to the first king of the earth named Ikshvaku.
Ikshvaku. 而 Manu 的话呢，又把这门知识教导给了地球的国王，叫做 Ikshvaku.
And then Krishna explains that unfortunately the knowledge, because of the nature of time, this knowledge of yoga became lost.
而 Krishna 接着说，然而由于这个时间的本质的话呢，这门知识就慢慢的这个消失了。
It just fell apart.
就是这样崩溃了，就是这种完全找不着了。
Like the physical law of entropy.
就像是这个物理学当中的这样一个叫做熵的这样一个现象。
I know you've translated that one before.
Yeah, so...
yes, everything, it's the nature of material energy to all forms fall apart.
所以说这个熵的这个发现的话呢，实际上也是讲到了这样一个物质世界的原理，那就是在物质世界当中，所有的能量到最终都是会消失的，到最终都是会这种崩溃的。
So now, Krishna says, therefore, I'm reviving this knowledge by telling it to you.
然后 Krishna 就接着说，因此的话呢，我现在再把这门知识再告诉你，然后来让这门知识再次的诞生，再次的出现。
Right? If your car falls apart, if you don't do anything to maintain your car, it's going to fall apart.
比如说，如果你什么事儿都不做，然后完全不保养你的这个车子的话，那肯定你的小汽车绝对也就会崩溃，就会烂掉了。
You don't have to do anything. It'll fall apart on its own.
你都不需要做任何事儿，你的车子就自动的会这种坏掉。
Eventually, it will stop running.
最终的话呢，它就再也没办法被启动开来，然后被开起来了。
Unless you use your energy and put it back together again.
然后除非，然后你再次的投入精力，然后来维护、维这个修理你的车，然后再次让它跑起来。
So now Krishna is reestablishing, the pure teaching of yoga by telling Arjuna.
而现在的话呢，Krishna 就通过再次向 Arjuna 阐述这门科学，来重新建立关于瑜伽的这个纯粹的教导。
So when Arjuna heard these words of Krishna, that he had spoken this, knowledge previously to the sun god, he became very surprised.
因此当 Arjuna 听到 Krishna 说他之前就把这门知识讲给过太阳神，然后 Arjuna 就听了以后觉得很震惊。
He says, "How is it possible that you spoke this knowledge to the sun god? Because he's millions of years old. You're not so old."
然后 Arjuna 就说："你怎么可能能把这门知识传授给他呢？太阳神都是诞生于几百万年之前呢。"
Yeah, so from the material point of view, Arjuna and Krishna are, they're cousins and they're about the same age.
因为从物质的角度来看，Arjuna 和 Krishna 他们是这个兄弟，就是对，兄弟，然后完了后就基本上年龄都是差不多的。
So Arjuna asked Krishna, "How is it possible?"
所以说 Arjuna 就问 Krishna, 这怎么可能呢？
So because of this question of Arjuna, now Krishna has the opportunity to speak about his real transcendental nature.
而由于 Arjuna 所提出的这个问题，Krishna 现在就有机会来谈到他本人的这个超然的这种灵性的这个本质了。
Yeah, so actually these verses of Bhagavad Gita are so important for us to understand if we're going to be able to truly appreciate Janmashtami.
If we are being able to truly appreciate.
We can't really appreciate Janmashtami unless we understand this teaching of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's teaching.
I see. 所以说，就是在这里的话，真的就要非常强调这几个师节的重要性。因为如果我们无法真正理解这几个师节所谈论的内容，那么我们也根本没有办法能够真正的去欣赏到 Janmashtami。
Yeah, so the more we can appreciate Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita, the more we can appreciate Janmashtami.
因此我们如果能够越是欣赏，越是理解和欣赏 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌当中的话语，我们就越是能够欣赏 Janmashtami 的意义所在。
So now in these verses, Krishna is going to make a distinction between the personality of Godhead, the Ishvara, and the Jiva soul.
听说，而在这些师节中，Krishna 就开始进行这样一种明显的区别，明显的区分，来区分 Ishvara 至尊人格守神和 Jiva 个体灵魂之间的这种显著的区别。
So the first thing Krishna tells Arjuna is that he has had many births.
他对 Arjuna 所说的第一件事儿，就是他已经出生过很多很多次了。
And I've also had many births.
而我也出生了很多很多次了。
But I can remember all of them, and you cannot.
而我能记起我所有的出生，但是你却无法记住。
And the reason I can remember them all is because actually my body is transcendental. I never change. I never change bodies. I don't have a material body.
而我之所以能够记起我所有的出生，是因为我的躯体是超然的，是从来不会出生，从来不会死亡的，这个躯体是不变的。
Right, I appeared in a jail cell. My father's Vasudeva, my mother's Devaki.
我出现在这个牢房监狱里，我的父亲是 Vasudev， 我的母亲是 Devaki。
And so I appeared to be born, but actually I appeared outside of her body.
所以我看起来是出生的，但实际上我是在她的身体之外显现的。
And that was just my Maya energy.
What was my...
That was my Yoga Maya energy.
Oh, Yoga Maya energy.
Made it look like I was a baby.
而这就是我的 Yoga Maya 能量，使得我看起来就像个小婴儿一样。
But he says, actually, my body is never born.
但他说，但实际上我从来，我的躯体从来就没有出生过。
And it never gets old.
并且我的躯体从来都不会衰老。
And I'm always the Lord of all living beings.
而我将永恒的是所有的生物体的主。
But I always come again and again into the material world, but I come in my spiritual form.
而我总是会一再又一而再再而三的出现在物质世界当中，但我却是以我超然的形体显现在这里的。
And I have a reason for coming again and again.
并且我也有一个原因使得我需要一而再再而三的显现在这样物质世界当中。
It's always the same reason.
而这总是同一个原因。
I have to reestablish the true religious principles.
我必须要重建真正的宗教原则。
Now, whenever by entropy everything falls apart, I have to reestablish it.
由于这个熵的原理，由于所有的物质能量、物质的东西最终总是会分崩离析的，因此我必须要一而再、再而三的显现。
But whenever I come in my original transcendental form. I never change bodies or come in a material form.
Okay. 而任何时候当我显现的时候，我都是以我原初的超然的形体显现的，而我不会出生，不会换，也不会换另外一具躯体。
Then Krishna offers a very special benediction to all of us.
然后 Krishna 就为我们所有的众生给予了这样一个特别的祝福。
By understanding this verse, we can really deepen our appreciation of Janmashtami.
通过理解这个诗节，我们就真的能够更加深入的进到对于 Janmashtami 的欣赏之情。
Let's look at chapter 4, text 9 of Bhagavad Gita.
我们一起来看到《国家梵歌》的第四章第九诗节。
Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatpata chakvideha punar janma naitima meti sorjuna。One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
4.9 诗节的译文，人如果能了解我显现和活动的超然本质，在离开躯体之后就再也不会降生于这个物质世界，而朱娜呀，他将晋升到我永恒的居所。
So Krishna says, my birth is divyam, transcendental.
所以说 Krishna 在这里就说到，我的出生是 divyam， 也就是超然的意思。
It's not material.
我的出生并不是物质的。
I don't have a material body.
我没有一个物质的躯体。
And then Krishna says, anyone who understands this, who appreciates this, is liberated.
嗯，然后 Krishna 就说，任何一个人如果能明白这一点，如果能欣赏这一点，那么就会获得解脱，获得自由。
Not only liberated, more than liberated.
而不仅是解脱，并且还会获得比解脱更多的。
One goes to live in the spiritual world.
一个人会到灵性世界去居住。
Yeah, so you're not only freed from Maya, but you can also live in the transcendental dimension.
所以说一个人不仅会从 Maya 中解脱出来，并且还能够生活在居住在这个超然的维度之中。
Yeah, so this is the benediction. This is the result, really, of celebrating Janmashtami.
所以说真的这就是庆贺Janmashtami 所带来的成果。
Right. If you're taking the time to celebrate Janmashtami, why are you doing that?
如果你要花时间来庆贺 Janmashtami, 那你为什么要这样做呢？
Because you appreciate the transcendental appearance of the Lord. Otherwise, why celebrate it?
因为你是非常欣赏和感恩主的这样一个超然的显现的，否则的话，你为何要在其中投入时间呢？
And generally, the devotees, they fast until the appearance of the Lord.
而总的来说，奉献者都会一直戒食，直到主的显现。
That's why we fast until midnight, because the Lord appeared at midnight.
这就是为什么我们要戒食到午夜，因为主是在午夜的时候显现的。
Yeah, so one who appreciates, who believes in the transcendental form of the Lord, as soon as they quit their body, they go to the spiritual world.
而一个人如果欣赏并且相信主的超然的形体，那么一旦当他离开物质的躯体，就会立刻上升到灵性的世界。
These are Krishna's words, so his words are infallible.
而这些就是 Krishna 的话语，而 Krishna 的话语是根本令我们难以去 infallible。我找一下这个词儿哈，丹。对，是一贯正确，绝对可靠的。
Yeah, people can say many things, but if Krishna says something, it can't be defeated.
每个人都可以说很多很多很多的话，想说什么话就说什么话，而但是 Krishna 所说出的话语是没有任何人能够击败他的，是完全没有任何问题的。
So normally it's not easy to be liberated from the clutches of Maya.
所以说在正常情况下要从 Maya 的钳制当中解脱出来是很不容易的。
The impersonalists and the yogis, they go through, you know, trouble life after life, many lifetimes to become liberated.
那些玛雅瓦底，对，那些假象中那些非人格主义者，然后那些瑜伽师，他们要经历一生复一生，一世复一世的这些困难，这些挑战，这种坎坷，然后不知道经历多少生世，然后才能最终获得解脱。
However, a devotee who understands the transcendental nature of the body of the Lord, he attains the Lord's abode when he leaves his body.
但是对于奉献者来说，奉献者如果能够理解主的超然的形体的本质，那么在他们离开躯体的时候就能够回归守神。
And especially understanding Krishna's birth is so special because he's Swayam Bhagavan.
而特别是理解 Krishna 的出生是非常特别的，因为他是 Swayam Bhagavan。
Yeah, there's a verse in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the third chapter, it gives a description of the different incarnations of the Lord.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛的第一篇的第三 章当中就谈到了主的这个不同的化身。
And then at the end of the chapter, Sukadeva Goswami explains how, that Krishna is actually the source of all these different incarnations.
而在这个章节的结尾地方 ,Sukadeva Goswami 就说到 Krishna 是所有的这些化身的源头。
Actually, the whole Bhagavatam is premised on this verse.
Is a premise.
In other words, the whole purpose of the Bhagavatam is to prove this verse.
That he is the source of all incarnations.
Yes, that he is the original personality of Godhead.
Oh, I see. 实际上，所有的薄伽瓦坛，全部的薄伽瓦坛的话呢，都是为了来证明这个师节的目的，证明这个师节。那这个师姐就是在说 Krishna 是万源之源，是所有化身的源头。
Yeah, so the verse is Canto 1, Chapter 3, Verse 28.
然后大家可以看到这个薄伽瓦坛的第一篇第三章第二十八师姐。
Yeah, so if we understand this verse, then we especially understand Janmashtami.
而如果我们能理解这个师姐的话，就能够更加特别的理解Janmashtami了。
Ete chasam kalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Midayante Yuge Yuge. All the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord.But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the theists.
是大家可以看到这个诗节 1.3.28 译文上面提到的所有化身要么是至尊主的完整扩展要么是完整扩展的部分，但其中的圣主 Krishna 却是存在中的第一位人格首神。每当无神论者制造混乱时，至尊主的这些化身就降临不同的星球，保护有神论者。
Yeah, so the whole Bhagavatam is especially culminates in the teaching of the 10th canto that proves that Krishna is the source of Vishnu.
Proves that Krishna is the source of Vishnu, huh? Guru, you were saying that culminates in the 10th canto, right?
10th canto, yeah.
The
10th canto really is describing the appearance of Krishna and his activities, you know, that surpass the activities of all other incarnations.
The 10th canto. 所以说全部的薄伽瓦坛，然后特别是就是瓦坛在这个第十篇的部分达到了这个巅峰的状态，因为第十篇的话呢，描述的就是圣主 Krishna 的这个活动的话呢，是真正是超越了所有其他化身的这些活动。那么所有的这些薄伽瓦坛的话，都是在证明 Krishna 是 Vishnu 的源头。
Right, most Vaishnavas think that Krishna is an incarnation of Vishnu.
因为大多数的 Vaishnava 都认为 Krishna 是 Vishnu 的这个化身。
If you look up the word Krishna in the dictionary, the dictionary will say Krishna is the eighth incarnation of Vishnu.
The eighth, huh?
I think so.
Okay. 如果我们要是去查字典的话呢，就会看到字典当中对 Krishna 这个字的这个词的解释是在说 Krishna 是 Vishnu 主 Vishnu 的第八个化身。
Yeah, so most Vaishnavas they only know about Vishnu and Vaikuntha. They don't know about Goloka and the intimate relationship that someone can have with God.
因此大多数的 Vaishnava 就只是知道 Vaikuntha 的 Vishnu， 但却并不知道 Goloka， 并不知道能够和至尊主之间拥有亲密的这种关系。
Yeah, so Krishna's appearance on Janmashtami is not even the normal appearance day of the Lord. This is special appearance day of the Lord.
因此的话呢 ，Krishna 在这个 Janmashtami 的这个显现，不是一个很常见的显现，而可以说是一个非常特别的、非常特殊的显现。
And this has been revealed to us by Lord Chaitanya and by the Bhagavatam.
而这一点是由主 Chaitanya， 是由这个圣典薄伽瓦坛向我们揭示的。
This is especially the significance of this ninth verse in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. This is very significant. If we can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord's form in this incarnation, it's very special.
所以这真的是非常非常重要的。如果我们能够理解主的这个超然的形体的本质的话。
And Prabhupada writes, he says, if simply by accepting this truth on faith, one can without a doubt attain liberation.
而帕帕就写到，如果一个人能够仅凭信心就接受这一真理的话，那么毫无疑问，他肯定会获得解脱的。
So we are embodied, you know, fallen souls.
所以我们都是堕落的个体灵魂。
And we're so much under the influence of identification with this mind and body.
我们真的是处于了这么强大的这种物质世界的影响之下，完全去认同于心意和这个躯体。
We can hardly understand our own transcendental nature.
我们几乎都没法理解自己所拥有的超然的这个本质。
How is it possible for us to understand Krishna's transcendental nature?
所以说又怎么可能能够去理解 Krishna 的超然的本质呢？
Our only access is the description of the Lord, his own description of himself, and the description given to us by the realized souls in the Bhagavatam.
而我们唯一能够获得的途径来理解主的这个超然的本质，那就是通过主他对他自己的描述，并且通过薄伽瓦坛当中已经觉悟了的灵魂对他的描述。
Yeah, so even if we read this verse of chapter 4, verse 9 of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, if one understands my transcendental nature, he doesn't come back to this material world, he attains liberation. We may think, well, you know, I don't really understand it.
所以如果要是我们去读这个薄伽梵歌第四章的第九诗节，然后 Krishna 说到，如果一个人理解我超然的本质，那么他就会回到我的居所，那么你有可能读到这儿，你还是会觉得我还是不理解。
Yeah, Krishna is saying if you understand, you'll go back to Godhead, but do I really understand?
Krishna 说，如果你真的明白的话，你就会回到灵性的居所。但是我真的理解吗？
No, I don't understand. I guess I'm not going back to Godhead.
我真不理解，那我没办法回归守神了。
The Prabhupada says, don't think like that.
但是帕帕说，你别这样想。
He said, if you accept this truth on faith.
帕帕说的是，如果你是凭借你的信心来接受这个世界。
Why not? God is God. He can do anything.
为什么不呢？神就是神，他可以做任何他想做的事儿。
If you have that faith, if you accept God on faith.
如果你有这样的信心，如果你是基于这样的信心来接受这个真相，这个真理的话。
And Prabhupada says, without a doubt, you will attain liberation.
然后帕帕就接着写道，那毫无疑问，你绝对就会获得解脱。
Yeah. Then Prabhupada goes on to say, Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme.
嗯，然后帕帕继续就说到，任何一个人如果能明白 Krishna 是至尊人格守神的话。
And if they say unto the Lord.
If they
say, you know, to the Lord.
哦，所以就是，如果他们对主说。
You are the Supreme Brahman.
你是至尊的 Brahman。
You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
您是至尊的人格守神。
Such a person is certainly liberated instantly.
那么这样的人就会立刻获得解脱。
So his entrance into the spiritual world is guaranteed.
所以说这样的人回归守神，回归灵性世界的这个就绝对保证了。
Yeah, so faith in God is rare.
嗯，所以对于神的信念，信心是非常稀有的。
Yeah, to accept that I depend upon a higher power, and that higher power is unlimited and can do anything.
嗯，去相信，我是依赖于一个更高的力量才能存在的，而这个力量是无限的，是可以做到任何事情的。
And that higher power is a person.
而这个更高的力量还是一个人。
Without limitations.
没有任何的限制。
Can certainly have a blue body and play a flute.
并且也能有一个这个蓝黑色的躯体，然后吹奏他的笛子。
That's a very exalted person.
嗯，所以拥有这样信念的人，真的是一个非常崇高的人士了。
Yeah, so all of you who appreciate Krishna, his appearance day, and are fasting and, you know, chanting his name with full faith, you're all very exalted.
嗯，所以说你们当中的任何一位能够真正欣赏 Jamastami， 欣赏他的显现日，然后能够真正的做到届时去念诵主的圣名，带着所有全部的信心信念，那真的你是一个非常崇高的人了。
You are certainly all liberated souls.
那毫无疑问，你们也都是已经解脱了的灵魂了。
And I take the dust of your feet and put it on my head.
然后我会把你们脚莲花足下的尘土拿起来放在我的头上。
So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we can understand that Krishna is indeed the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
因此经由帕帕的仁慈，经由主 Chaitanya 的仁慈，我们就真的能够理解 Krishna 确实就是至尊人格守神。
And he can do whatever he wants.
而他可以去做任何他想做的事儿。
And he can have intimate relationships with his devotees.
他可以和他的奉献者拥有亲密的关系。
And this Krishna demonstrated when he appeared in Vrindavan.
嗯，而这一点就是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 显现的时候所展示出来的。
Well, actually, he appeared in Mathura.
嗯，实际上他是显现在 Mathura 的。
In the jail cell of Kamsa.
嗯，显现在这个康萨的一个牢房里面。
And then by Yoga Maya energy, his father transferred him to Vrindavan under the care of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jasoda.
嗯，然后由于他的这个 Yoga Maya 的能量，他的父亲就把他从这个牢房带到了 Vrindavan， 带去给 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 妈妈来照顾。
So on Janmasthami Day, even though it's not today, just when you hear this lecture and when you celebrate Janmasthami, just appreciate how fortunate you are by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada.
嗯，因此在 Janmasthami 这一天，然后或者在今天的话呢，还没有到 Janmasthami 的那天，通过聆听这次讲课，然后通过您的庆祝这个节日，然后来意识到，来感受到自己是多么的幸运，因为有帕帕的仁慈，有主柴塔尼亚的仁慈，我们得以来庆祝主的这个显现。
Another thing on the appearance day of the Lord, it's also a special opportunity for us to renew our vow.
没有的。然后另一个关于这个讲 mastermind 的另一点就是，可以利用好好的利用这次机会来重新更新我们发下的誓言。
Prabhupada sometimes said we have had many millions of lifetimes.
帕帕有时说过，就是我们可能已经出生有几百万次的这种身世了。
He said, why don't you just dedicate this life to Krishna?
然后帕帕说，既然你们都已经经历了几百万上千万生世了，那为什么不把这一个生世完全奉献给 Krishna 呢？
So let us resolve to follow the four regulated principles and chant the Hare Krishna mantra for the rest of our life in service to Srila Prabhupada.
就让我们再次的下定这样一个决心，遵循四项规范原则，每天念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀，然后把自己剩下的所有的时间都贡献在这个念诵当中，供奉在为帕帕的服务之中。
We don't have to worry about anything.
而除此之外，我们完全不需要去在意或者担心其他任何事儿。
Nothing else is important. It's all very temporary.
没有什么是重要的，所有的一切都是短暂的。
Yeah, things will come and go. Nothing to get too upset about. It's not important.
所以说事情都是来了又走，出现了又消失，真没有什么值得我们一直耿耿于怀，一直那么担心的。
Yeah, let the Hare Krishna mantra carry you across the ocean of Maya peacefully.
就让 Hare Krishna 的曼陀载着我们平安的、平和的跨越 Maya 的这个物质海洋。
All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
所有的荣耀都归于主 Krishna, 所有的荣耀都归于帕帕。
Sri Krishna Janmashtami ki jai.
Jai.
In the appearance day of Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. Finished.
Yeah, but there are questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me see.
We have about 10-20 minutes for questions.
Okay. 这个Guru 说他有10-20分钟的时间可以来回答大家问题。我们来看第一个问题。聆听世界这位奉献者说，请问 Guru 什么叫对 Krishna 的奉爱之心？ Krishna 一天到晚奉献者一天到晚就 Krishna 却对身边的其他奉献者漠不关心，这叫做对 Krishna 的奉爱吗？ So this devotee is asking you that what is actually devotion to Krishna?Because devotees day and night, you know, Krishna, you know, say about this. However, they are pretty indifferent towards other devotees. So is this also devotion to Krishna?
Well, there's three classes of devotees.
奉献者，three levels. 奉献者的话呢，都可以分为三个阶段，对，三个阶段。
Right, there's the materialistic devotee. The devotee is not liberated yet, but trying to awaken out of identification with the mind and the body.
所以说有这样一类的这种还比较物质化的奉献者，就是还没有得到解脱，但他们还很努力的想要唤醒真正的自我，能够换不再认同于自己物质的躯体和心意。
Yeah, it's called the Kanishta Adhikari.
他们被称为 Kanishta Adhikari.
So Kanishta means a neophyte.
而 Kanishta 的意思就是新手、新人的意思。
And Adhikari means qualification.
而 Adhikari 这个梵文词的意思就是资格。
So what are they qualified with?
What are they qualified with?
You know, what is their qualification?
所以说他们的资格是什么呢？
They have faith in the Lord.
他们对于主有信心。
So that's not a small thing.
而他们对主的信念的话呢，并不是一件很小的事儿。
However, they, you know, they haven't realized their own transcendental nature.
但是的话呢，这一类的奉献者还没有觉悟到自己超然的本质。
Yeah, so they tend to see the Lord externally in the form of the deity, But they don't see the Lord present in everyone's heart.
因此的话，他们更容易看到主以这个，比如说神像的形式，这种外在的形式展现出来，但是他们还没有办法看到 Krishna 在每个人、每个众生、每个这个个体灵魂当中的心灵的这个展现。
Yeah, so, so such materialistic devotees, their behavior is still, not very transcendental.
而这样的还比较物质化的奉献者，他们的行为还并不是非常的transcendental 哈。
Not transcendental.
还并不是那么超然。
Right, because they're still in the bodily conception of life, so they relate to others, you know, according to their false ego, not according to their true self.
由于他们还极大的处于这种对于人生的躯体化概念，因此他们在与别人打交道，在与他人的关系当中，都是基于假我，而不是基于他们真正的自我的。
Yeah, once you understand that I'm a spirit soul, then you see others as also a spirit soul, and you see that the source of the spirit soul is the Paramatma. So then you're very respectful towards others.
而一旦你能看到，你能明白你自己是一个灵性的灵魂，那么你也能够看到，能够明白别人其他的这个生命也是灵性的灵魂，你能看到灵魂的这个源头就是 Paramatma， 而由此的话呢，你就会对所有的众生，对所有的人都心怀敬意。
See, the second class devotee realizes that I'm a spirit soul.
而第二类奉献者的话呢，已经明白觉悟到自己就是灵性的灵魂。
So naturally they're humble and tolerant.And give others all respect and don't need any respect for themselves.
所以他们自然的都是心怀就非常的谦卑，然后非常的能够容忍，把所有的敬意都给予别人，而同时的话呢，完全不要求别人给予他们敬意。
Even though they haven't yet realized the transcendental form of the Lord yet.
而即便他们此时还没有觉悟到主的超然的形体、超然的本质。
The second class devotee, because he's self-realized, he treats everyone equally with humility and respect.
而由于第二类的奉献者已经是自我觉悟了的灵魂，因此他们对于其他人都是平等的，都是一视同仁的，都是满怀这个怜悯和容忍。和做敬意来对待每一个人的。
Yeah, so the third class devotee, although their behavior is still materialistic, at least they're qualified because they have faith in the Lord, and we should respect that.
而对于我们刚才提到的那一类奉献者，就是还比较物质化的奉献者，然后虽然说他们还有这种物质化的这种倾向，这种躯体化的概念，但是由于他们对于主有这种信心，因此的话呢，我们基于这一点，就是对他们是很有敬意的。
In fact, Krishna, he says, we must respect that.
Respect them or respect that?
Yeah, we must respect a devotee because they have faith in the Lord, even though they're still materialistic, they're still trapped.
而实际上 Krishna 说过，我们必须要尊敬这样的奉献者，因为他们对于主的是有这种信心的，然后即便他们还依然困陷在这个 Maya 之中。
You can read chapter 9 verse 30.
我们可以来看一下《薄伽梵歌》的第九章第三十诗节。
Happy Chaitsaracharo, Bajitema Mananya Baksa Dereva Samantavya Samyag Vyarasito Isa. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination.
人即使行了最大的恶事，若能从事奉爱服务，他人算是圣洁的，因为他已经做了正确的抉择。
And then he says in verse 31, Shepram Bhavati Dharmatma Sashvach Chantin Nigachati Kuntiya Pratijanihi Nane Bhaktya Pranashati. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace, O son of Kunti, declareth boldly that my devotee never perishes.
接下来的一个诗节，他很快就会变得正直、公义，而且达到永久的平和。昆提兹子啊，你勇敢地宣布，我的奉献者永不会毁灭。
Right, so when we go into a hospital, everyone there is sick and has some disease.
所以当我们去到医院的时候，是不是医院里的每个人都是生着病，然后都遭受着某种身体的问题的困扰？
But they're there, you know, under the care of doctors taking medicine, trying to get cured.
但是他们到那儿就是非常努力的想要被医生照顾好，能够通过吃药，然后来让自己逐渐恢复健康。
So the material world is, you know, everyone is sick with the disease of Maya.
而在物质世界里，每一个人都是身患这个玛雅的物质疾病。
Right, so we shouldn't be surprised to see sick people in a hospital.
因此的话，我们要是在医院里看到有病人、有生病的人的话呢，这就不要觉得很惊讶了。
If somebody's actually taking the medicine, we should appreciate that, even though they still look very sick.
而一个人能够真正的在吃药的话呢，我们就应该非常欣赏。他竟然非常努力的想要让自己恢复健康，想要吃药的这样一种行为，即使的话呢，这个人还是很病得很厉害。
So if someone has faith in Krishna and is actually chanting his name, even though they're still on the bodily concept of life, we should appreciate that.
而因此的话，如果一个人对于主还是很有信心的，并且非常努力的做到每天的念诵，那么即使他还抱有对于人生的这种躯体化的概念，但是我们都应该非常欣赏他这样的一种状态。
Yeah, and actually, by appreciating someone who has faith in Krishna, we're showing our appreciation to Krishna.
Showing our appreciation to Krishna. 实际上通过欣赏这样一个对 Krishna 有信心、有信念的人，我们实际上也在向 Krishna 表达我们的欣赏之情。
If we can't appreciate that, if we ignore that fact, then actually we're ignoring Krishna.
而如果我们无法欣赏这样的一种行为、这样一种现象，我们实际上就是在忽略别人对于 Krishna 的信心，那我们也就是在忽略 Krishna 了。
Yeah, so we should have, compassion for those who are still suffering under the illusion of Maya.
因此我们应该对于那些依然还遭受着 Maya 的幻觉的人，心怀同情怜悯之心。
And try and help them.
并且努力来帮助他们。
Yeah, and of course, if they're envious, then we just avoid them. But then we should remember Krishna's name. I mean, Krishna's words in verse 31. He says that, you know, their material disease is very temporary.
那么我们接下来就要记住 Krishna 在第九章的第三十一诗节当中说的话，那就是Sorry, Guru Maharaj, when you were saying that he said in the 31 that the material.
A devotee, someone who has faith in Krishna is properly situated, even though they're still materialistic, right? He says that in verse 30.
对，所以说在三十世界当中就说到，如果一个人就是即使行了最大的恶事，但是能从事奉爱服务的话，那么他就是处于这样一个恰当的一个位置。
But then in the next verse, Krishna says, quickly this person will become righteous.
然后在接下来一个诗节中，然后 Krishna 就说到，而这样的人很快就会变得正直公义。
Because he's my devotee, he will never perish.
由于他是我的奉献者，所以他永远不会毁灭。
So it was like I was saying before, the material situation is very temporary, And everything is illusory. We don't have to react to it so seriously.
所以就像我刚才说到的，这个物质上的所有的一切都是非常短暂的，所有的一切都像都是幻觉。因此的话呢，我们不会不需要太把这些太当一回事儿，就不需要对它非常严肃的、非常那种就是哎呀那种状态。大家可以想象一下，就是这个对这个外在的东西做出极大的反应。
Yeah, as long as one is taking the medicine, the material disease is going to disappear, and what is left is a pure devotee.
Pure devotee. 而只要我们在吃药，那么这些物质上的这种幻觉，那么物质上的这种依附，然后等等，都最终会消失，而所剩下的就是一个纯粹的奉献者了。
Yeah, so people's faults and illusions and bad behavior,we don't have to focus on that or take that very seriously. We should focus more on what's really permanent, what's really there, what's really lasting.
Lasting. 因此的话呢，人们陷入到这个幻觉之中，陷入到这种疯狂的行为之中，而我们不需要太把别人的这样一种状态太当一回事儿，不需要去关注到。Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just your voice got broken up just a little bit.
Okay. 我重说一下，大家应该希望能听到啊，就是别人会，比如说人们会陷入到这种就是疯狂的行为之中，陷入到幻觉之中，但我们不需要太把这个太当一回事儿，不需要去关注到聚焦于别人所这种状态，而是我们真正应该关注的、在意的是那些永恒的，是那些一直存在于那儿永远不变的东西才是。
That doesn't mean that, that we shouldn't be selective in who we associate with.
但是这也并不意味着我们就不要去选择与之联谊交往的人了。
You know, we're all pieces of a puzzle, and some pieces fit together better than others.
We are all pieces of puzzles.
Well, you know, there's a puzzle, right? And it has many pieces, but some pieces fit together better than others.
I see, okay. 我们大家的话呢，都有点像是一个谜题的这种不同的这种块，大家就知道那个拼图，对，拼图就是拼一张图当中的话有很多一个小小小块，然后拼成一张大图。我们就像是这个拼成一张大图当中的各种小块，有些小块就是刚好可以合在一起。
Yeah, so.Naturally, we want to associate with devotees that make us feel safe, accept us as we are, and inspire us and nourish us.
因此自然我们就想要和那些让我们感到很安全的接如其所示的接纳我们的，并且给予我们灵感的、给予我们滋养的奉献者在一起打交道、在一起联谊。
Yeah, so we may only have a few.Close devotee friends in our life, actually close friends. That's normal.
因此的话呢，我们整个一生中可能就只有为数不多的两三个这种亲密的朋友，或者说两三个这个就是时常与之来往的奉献者朋友。
Yeah, so make an effort to keep those friendships, but generally respect everyone.
因此的话呢，付出努力来维系这样的美好的关系，但同时的话呢，也对所有人都表达出你的敬意。
完毕。
Okay, next one. Rajendra Prabhu 问的问题，感恩Prabhu甜美的讲课，感谢翻译和 Smoothy Radha Mataji 庆祝 Krishna 显现日那天，也要实际应对吧，比如戒食到半夜，有的人做不到，病人啊、孩子啊等不需要遵守戒食，对吗？破戒也不一定是爱卡达西餐，是吗？重要的是这一天的聆听和唱诵等服务，是吗？ Now, so Rajendra Prabhu is asking, thank you for your sweet class. So celebrating Krishna's appearance day, that day we also have to consider the fact or consider thepracticality, such as for some people, they just cannot fast until midnight, like the sick people or children. So they do not need to fast, right? And also when they break the fasting, it also has to be a Kadash meal or not necessarily. So more important is the chanting and the hearing services on this day, correct?
Yeah, more important, I guess the most important thing is love. Just like Krishna says, if you offer me, a fruit or leaf or a flower consciously with love, I will accept it. So the main thing is that we're, we are devoted, to celebrating Krishna's appearance. But we actually care.
最重要的就是爱了，就 Krishna 都已经说过，如果我们就是有觉知的，心怀这种奉爱的，为他献上一朵花或者献上一片树叶，然后他都会完全的接受。因此最主要的就是我们是真正在意，真正想要去庆祝主的这个显现日，那么这就是最重要的。
Yeah, so the more we're conscious of what we're doing and why we're doing it, the greater the result.
因此我们越能够觉知到自己在做什么，越能够觉知到自己为什么要这样做，那么我们就越能够得到更多的成果。
That's true with material functions or spiritual functions.
而这一种就是有觉知的知道这个过程，有觉知的知道自己的原因，那么对于不仅对于物质上的事情，对于灵性上的事情都是很重要的。
Of course, somehow in ISKCON now, the midnight feast has become a Kadasi feast just for practical reasons.
但不知怎的，就是在现在在伊斯康的话呢，这个午夜的大餐就成了这个爱卡达西大餐，实际上是出于一个很实际的原因的。
It wasn't like that when Prabhupada was here.
但是当帕帕还在的时候，并不是这样，就并不是爱卡达西餐。
We just had a gigantic opulent feast.
当时就是吃一大顿巨大的、超级美味的大餐。
Of course, if you eat a gigantic opulent feast at midnight, it's very hard to get up the next day to celebrate Vyas Puja.
当然，如果要是半夜吃一大堆这种太丰富、太美味的这种感觉，就是美出了天际的这种大餐的话，那第二天早上要早起庆祝 Vyasa Puja 基本上是不可能的。
So now in many temples they have a kind of a Kadasi feast at midnight and then a more gigantic feast, on Prabhupada's appearance day.
因此的话，出于这个原因，许多庙宇的话，现在就是在午夜的那个大餐的话，就大家就遵循爱卡达西餐，然后到第二天 Vyasa Puja 的时候再享用大餐。
And as far as, the elderly and children or people who are sick,they don't have to fast if they don't feel like they can do that. Especially for children, we don't make them fast.
特别然后当你提到像病人啊、孩子啊、还有老人啊，然后他们身体不允许的话，当然就不用戒食了。而特别是孩子，然后就完全不需要让孩子戒食。
And depending on your situation, Prabhupada told us that we could eat fruit.
Oh, we can.
Yeah, if fasting is difficult, then you can eat fruit.
当然取决于你的情况哈。然后帕帕也对我们说过，就是如果你要戒食，如果你无法完全戒的话呢，你可以吃水果。
So it's up to each individual.
所以说这就取决于每个人的实际状况了。
But anyone who appreciates Janmasthami and is chanting extra and going to the temple and just honoring the fact that it's Janmasthami is an exalted, very fortunate person.
所以说任何一个人只要能够真正欣赏 Janmasthami, 能够真正的比如说多念几圈啊，或者是去到庙宇和大家一起庆祝这个节日，那么就真的就只是去荣耀这样就是 Krishna 的显现日的这样一个事实，那么这样的一个人就是崇高的，就是非常幸运的人。
So fasting is just an expression of love.
而戒食的话呢，就是爱的一种表达。
Otherwise, it's really not very important.
否则的话，如果不是出于爱来戒食，那戒食也就没那么重要了。
Yeah, the love has to be there.
所以说，在戒食当中是一定要有爱的存在才行的。
Thank you for your question, Rajendra Prabhu.
谢谢 Rajendra Prabhu 的问题。Okay, next one. Also, Rajendra Prabhu 在问，帕帕写现日 Vyasa Puja 我们必须写祷文给帕帕嘛。So Rajendra Prabhu was asking that on Vyasa Puja of Prabhupada's appearance day, we also have to write prayers to Prabhupada.
Well, nobody has to do anything. It's all volunteer.
没有人必须做到任何事儿。不是说每个人都必须要做什么什么事儿的。
But Prabhupada, you know, he occupies a very special position in ISKCON as the founder of Acharya.
由于帕帕是这个 ISKCON 的这个主办，对，创办灵性导师，因此的话呢，他在 ISKCON 当中占据一个非常特殊的位置。
So although he's not everyone's Diksha Guru, he is everyone's Shiksha Guru, primary Shiksha Guru.
因此他虽然不是每一个奉献者的 Diksha Guru, 但他可以说是每一个奉献者的 Shiksha Guru 了。
And once, you know, devotees asked Prabhupada if it was okay for us to glorify and offer prayers to Prabhupada's spiritual master.
有一次就有一位奉献者问帕帕，就说我们需要不需要来荣耀帕帕的灵性导师，来给帕帕的灵性导师写祷文。
They wanted to know, is it appropriate for us? Is it, you know, we don't want to jump over you, Srila Prabhupada.
然后这个奉献者就说，我们这样做的话呢，是不是恰当的呢？我们并不想就是越过您，然后来做这样的事情。
Prabhupada said, not only is it proper, but you must.
而帕帕就回答说就不仅这是很恰当的，并且你们也必须这样。
He said, and then he gave the famous example. He says that the grandfather is more merciful and compassionate to the children than the father is.
然后帕帕就举到了说到了这个相当出名的例子，就是祖父爷爷对于孙子的话呢，总是更加的仁慈，更加的有爱的，相比起父亲对孩子来说。
Yeah, so the relationship between the grandfather and the grandchildren is especially sweet.
所以说在祖父和孙子之间的，或孙子和孙女之间的这个关系的话呢，是相当的甜美，相当的特别的。
Yeah, so even if you don't, you know, read your offering in the temple or, you know, put it in the ISKCON book, if you feel, you know, inspired, then you can express your gratitude and your love for Prabhupada by writing something.
所以说即使的话呢，你并不是要在这个奉献者联谊当中去念出来你的这个供奉的祷文等等，那么只要你内心很有灵感，真正的想要通过祷文来表达你对帕帕的这个感激和爱的话呢，那么你都可以去写下来。
I have even written offerings, you know, of gratitude to my godbrothers on their appearance days.
我甚至都在我的神兄弟的这个显现日的时候写下过献给他们的祷文。
When I sit down to write an offering, I have no idea what to say, and sometimes my mind is blank.
当我坐下来要给他们写祷文的时候的话，我都有些时候完全脑袋一片空白，都不知道要写什么。
And I want to make sure my motivation is pure.
而我想要确保自己的这个动机，这个意图是纯净的。
So I'm asking myself, do I want to impress others by what I write?
因此我就问我自己一个问题，我是想让别人对我另眼相看，所以说我才写这个祷文吗？
Do I want to make some political statement?
还是说我想在这种政治上发表一些言论，表达我的这样一个目的什么的？
Then I pray to the Lord, please inspire me to glorify and thank my spiritual master.
然后我就会对主祈祷，主啊，请你给予我灵感，让我能够去荣耀，去感恩我的灵性导师。
And so when I write, there's just me and Srila Prabhupada. He's sitting in front of me and I'm speaking.
因此在我写的时候，就只有我和帕帕，就只有我们两个，他就坐在我的面前，然后我就写给他。
Nobody else is there.
除了他和我之外，再没有第三者在场。
It's just between me, Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada.
就只是在我 Krishna 还有帕帕我们三个人之间。
And I just I speak, you know, what I'm grateful for.
而我就只是去说出来我对帕帕的感恩之情究竟是些什么。
From the heart, very simply.
就是很简单的从我心底冒出来的话语。
Yeah, so, if you're inspired, you know, to make an offering to Srila Prabhupada, it's for your own, benefit.
因此如果你心就是感到备受鼓舞，然后心怀灵感的想要为帕帕写一篇祷文的话，那么这是为你自己的益处利益来写的。
It's for your own purification.
是为你自己的净化。
Think of it as an opportunity, not an expectation.
所以说把这个当作是一次机会，而不是一种期望。
Thank you for that, for your question again.
感谢你的问题。Okay, next one?
Yeah.
我们来看下一个问题。Free and easy 这位奉献者问的，感恩老师和翻译，平常的日子坚持念诵还是可以的，可是一旦家里有人生病或者自己生病，念诵就很难保证，这该怎么办呢？是不是只要服务好家人聆听就够了？感谢感恩您。 So this devotee is asking that she or he can maintain the chanting. However, if anyone in the family is sick or him or herself is sick, then it's very difficult to guarantee the chanting. So what can he or she do? Is it just serving the family and hearing the lecture is enough? Thank you.
Well, I guess it depends if you're initiated or not.
这取决于要看你是不是启迪了的。
If you haven't made any vows, then you just do your best.
如果你还没有许下诺言的话，那你就尽你最大努力。
And of course, you know, some chanting days are going to be easier than others.
当然的话呢，在某些天念诵就要比在另一些天的念诵更容易一些。
And it's really, it's during the days that are very challenging that we complete our vow that we really make the most progress because the mind is saying, I can't, I can't, I can't.
而在这个日常生活当中就是要坚持这样一个念诵来取得灵性进步真的是很难的，因为你的心意会持续不断的跟你说我做不到，做不到啊。
But if you're initiated, you know, no matter the quality, you have to keep your promise.
而如果你已经启迪的话，那么无论这个念诵的质量如何，你都必须要遵守你的诺言。
And where there's a will, there's a way.
Where there's a will, there's a way. I know this, I just have to. 我马上搜一下 where there is a will, there is a way. 有志者事竟成。对，就这句话。
Yeah, very good. So, So, you know, you'll become, over year after year, you'll become very creative.
Very creative.
Yes. But Like when I worked 24-hour shifts and I was in the fire department, I had to learn how to chant silently.
嗯，哦，OK，嗯，所以说，我就说，如果你年复一年的坚持念诵的话呢，到最后对于念诵你会是非常有创意的。他说有创意是什么意思？就是 Guru 原来24小时在那个消防队轮班，就是去救病患那些的时候的话呢，他在那个时候24小时轮班就不得不用默念的方式来念诵。
So it's good to keep our promise if we have a promise. There's some real benefit in that.
嗯，因此如果我们许下了诺言的话，那最好的就是能够一直履行自己的诺言，因为在这当中是能给我们极大的利益的。
And if you haven't made a promise, then just do the best you can and try and be regular.
嗯，如果你还没有许下诺言的话，那你就尽自己最大努力，尽量的做到就是有规律。
There's no loss or diminution, you know. Whatever you do in devotional service is beneficial.
嗯，因此在奉爱服务这当中是没有损失，没有失去，也不会有减少的。无论你进行怎样的奉爱服务，都是会带来利益的。
Thank you. Free and easy.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
Okay, 我们来看这现在目前的最后一个问题。插入 Chitra Mataji 啊，我知道插入 Chitra Mataji， 感恩 Guru Day， 感恩 Pai Mataji。请问主 Krishna 显现日那天的午夜之前，如果实在太困，可以打个盹儿吗？谢谢。So Charu Chitra Mataji is asking that on the Jamastami that before you know we have to fast and until the midnight.If before the midnight, if I'm too sleepy, can I have a nap?
there's no restriction about sleeping.
对于 Jamastami 节的话，对于这个睡觉是没有这个限制的。
Yeah, a quick nap might refresh you and you'll be more present, you know, for the rest of your devotional activities.
嗯，如果你打个盹儿小睡一会儿的话呢，这个会让你的精力更加充沛，使得你在接下来的这个奉爱服务的活动当中就会更加临在，就注意力更好更专注。嗯。
Anything else?
And that's it.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much for making this possible today, Narayani and Sumukhi Radha and all the devotees who listened and participated. I really appreciate it.
嗯，感谢今天来听课的所有的奉献者，我真的很感恩。
I wish you a most happy and auspicious Vyasa Puja and Janmashtami celebration.
嗯，我祝愿大家在 Vyasa Puja 和 Janmashtami 的庆祝中非常的快乐，有收获。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Sri Radha and Krishna.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于 Sri Radha Krishna。
再见。
再见，各位老师。外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。